Okay, we're going to continue Shirashirim. We are up to Pasuk Hey. Paragal of Pasuk Hey. So until now, Klal Yisrael was talking about being in Galus, being an Amana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yearning for the past. And now Klal Yisrael turns to Dumas HaOlam. And the Pasuk says, Shchairani v'nogo b'nois Yerushalayim. Shchairani, I am black. V'nova, but I am beautiful. B'nois Yerushalayim, the b'nois Yerushalayim. Ke'ale keder kiriyah shleimai. Like the tents of the nation Kedar, they live out in the desert. Like the Yerios of Shleimai. So Rashi says that we're turning to the Umay Sa'ilam, and we'll see in a moment why the Umay Sa'ilam are called B'nai Yerushalayim. Rashi says that Al Eikal Be'inechem, he turns to the Goyim and say, don't think just because my husband, the Rabbeinu Shalom, has put me in Galus and has left me, like the first Psukim referred to Klal Yisrael as an Almana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't think it's Mipnei Shachar Roshabi. You think because I'm blackened. Kishchayra ani al yidei shezifes hashamesh. Shchayra ani means that it's really just external, the black. I became blacked from the heat of the sun, which is really going to be the next pasuk. Says al tirunish ani shechachayr sheshezafasni hashamesh, and we'll talk about that when we get there. But Klal Yisrael is saying, don't think that Hashem left me because internally I'm black. Adirabba, I'm only black on the outside from the sun, but the nava. I'm still beautiful. Bechituch evarim noyim. So Rashi says, my form, my limbs are formed in a beautiful way. And we'll see, the Gra is going to talk about this as well. So don't think that Shchayrani, I may be black, but the Vinava, I'm still beautiful. Ke'ahalei Kedar, like the tents of the Kedar nation. So Rashi says, the tents of this nation, they live in tents, and because of the rain and because of the sun, since it's always spread out, it becomes very black. However, Kiriya Shleimai, all you have to do is cleanse it. It's not black in itself, it's dirt. You clean it and it becomes like the areas of Shleimai. That refers to like the areas of either the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, these beautiful curtains and these beautiful tapestries, are, you clean it up and they become beautiful. So Klal Yisrael says, Shchayrani b'maisai, v'no'ani b'maisai avoisai. So Rashi says, what's the mashal? The mashal is as follows. I may be black on the outside. The outside refers to my own actions. Our actions may be black. We may have done averis. However, v'nova, I still have my forefathers maisim. We have schus avois with us. And even my own actions, not everything is so black and black through and through. And Rashi says an interesting thing. He says, for example, im yesh bi oven ha'egel, I might have an avera of the egel, but yesh bi keneg b'zchus kabbalas ha'tayra. But on the other side, I'm not fully black. I'm not an oved avay dezara like the goyim. That would be black through and through. On one side I was mekabel the tayra, on the other side I did the egel. So there's this blackness, but it's not fully black through and through. So that is how Rashi learns. Shchayrani v'nova b'nei Yerushalayim kali keder kiriya shleimai. Number one, I may be black, but I have maisim from my forefathers. And even if I am blackened and not fully blackened, and even if there is this blackness, I'm able to clean it off very easily. Kiriya shleimai. And therefore, we turn to the b'nei Yerushalayim. Now, why are they called b'nei Yerushalayim? Usually, b'nei Yerushalayim, you think it's Klal Yisrael. Why do we call them the Umas Ha'olam b'nei Yerushalayim? So Rashi says we call them b'nei Yerushalayim because b'nei is a lashon of like suburbs. When you talk about cities, it says in Yeshua, Ekron uv'neisel. Ekron is the metropolis, the main city, and then there's all the suburbs around it. So the Umas Ha'olam are called b'nei Yerushalayim because l'asid lavai, the pasuk says that Yerushalayim is going to be the central place of the world, the metropolis, And everyone else is going to be like suburbs of Yerushalayim. So when you call them B'nais Yerushalayim, we're not saying like they're the daughters of Yerushalayim, like it's translated, which sounds like the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. No, they're the suburbs. They're the secondary to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to be the center of the world, and we, Klal Yisrael, are going to be in that center. And these are the B'nais Yerushalayim. These are the suburbs. That's the Umay Sa'ilam. That's it. The pasuk in Yechezkel says, "V'nasati eshen lecha livanos." I'm going to give you the umas ha'olam as banos, meaning they're going to be the suburbs. So that's how Rashi learns over here the pasuk that we're turning to the umas ha'olam and say, "Don't get so excited that we're black and that's why Hashem left us." It's not as simple as you see. Now, the Gra here says as follows. He says, Chazal say, Shchira ani b'mare v'nova b'chituch evarim. And Rashi said that. I may be blackened in my appearance, but my evarim, my limbs, are beautiful. So he says like this. He says, a person, we find descriptions in the Torah of people. There's yifei tayar and vifei mare. You find by Rachel and by Leah, talks about how beautiful they were. So there's Yifei Tayar, beautiful in Tayar, and there's Yifei Mara, beautiful in Mara. So he says Mara means the color of the person. The Mara, the appearance of the person. The appearance of the person is a healthy, you know, a healthy, healthy appearance. But he says, but you can have somebody who their appearance is healthy, but if their limbs are not the right shapes and properly the right measurements, and they're not all proportional, he might look, his appearance is beautiful, but you wouldn't say the person has that yifei tayar. That yifei tayar, his lashon is the form b'mara in evaravena b'midasam. If everything doesn't line up, you still don't see him as a beautiful person. He has a beautiful feature to him, but you don't say it's a beautiful person. Yifei Tayar is referring to the form of the person. Shehevarim kemidasan. Everything about him is properly formed, is the proper measurements, is proper proportion. So that's what you have when we have the Torah describes, let's say Rachel, Rachel Haisa, Yifei Tayar Yifei Mara, it means everything about her was not only just her appearance, how her form of her body as well, it was a shlemus of beauty. So therefore he says, the Klal Yisrael comes along and says, there's two things here. Shchairani b'mara, my appearance, my mara, that's black. That's taka black. But I still have a beauty, like Rashi says, b'chituch evarim. My actual form, my metzias, is very beautiful. That's proportionate, everything is the right measurements. Avnoa b'midasa. So he explains as follows, and he says, when it comes to mitzvahs, there's the external of the mitzvah and there's the primius, the internal of the mitzvah. In the Bavli Mishkan Avnashir that we had done over the winter, this is what the Sefer was all about, the primius of a mitzvah. There's chitzainius of a mitzvah and there's the primius of the mitzvah. What's the chitzainius? The chitzainius is the action, the maisa atzma. You do the mitzvah, you put on tefillin, you eat matzah, you daven. This is chitzainius, the action of the mitzvah. But then there's the primius of the mitzvah. The primius of the mitzvah is referring to the kavanas of the mitzvah and the simcha of the mitzvah and the dveikus of the mitzvah, and that's really what ties all mitzvahs together. That's really what that whole sefer was all about, is that what ties all the mitzvahs together. A person could be mekayim all tayag mitzvahs, but it's all very fragmented. Why is it that what connection is there between my tefillin that I put in today and the Hanukkah neiris I'm going to light in Kislev, or the lulav I'm going to take on Sukkot? Okay, there's a mitzvah. What's the connection between them? And the reason you need a connection is because mitzvahs have to build on each other. mitzvahs build on each other, they bring a kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if there's no connection in the mitzvahs, so then how are they ever bringing a kirva? So he explains there that the ideas of Adon, the chitainis of the mitzvah, the actions are different from the pnimius of the mitzvah, of how a person realizes a mitzvah connects him with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the better he does the mitzvah, the more kirva and dveikus, that's what every mitzvah is really all about, an opportunity to connect to Hashem. So if they're all the pnimius, the neshama of the mitzvah, so to speak, is the same, so then you're able really to connect everything and build on each other. That's in a capsule what he was trying to bring out in that sefer. So says the Gra, so Klal Yisrael saying Shcheirani, I'm black, and he says that's referring to the pnimius of the mitzvah. Klal Yisrael and Gala says to Rebbeinu Shalom, listen, Rebbeinu Shalom, we're maskin when it comes to the dveikus, and when it comes to the simcha, and when it comes to the kavanas of the mitzvah and the taimei mitzvahs and the soid in all the mitzvahs, all of that Shcheirani, we don't measure up. We can't. In the pnimius of the mitzvahs, we taka don't measure up. But afal pike no ani b'maisa shal mitzvahs. You can't take away the fact that we still keep the mitzvahs, even though we don't have that pnimius of the mitzvahs. And there's a mila to that as well, about the person's mechuyev to keep tariyak mitzvahs. Person's mechuyev to keep tariyak mitzvahs, even without any kavanas and any pnimius, you have a chiyev to do it. Right? That's really the difference between before matan Torah and after matan Torah. The others were mekayim tariyak mitzvahs before that they were where they were commanded. And adarabah, the Malbim writes in Parshas Kisete, the Malbim, where he's going to explain the three times we find Yibum in the Torah. You find Yibum in the Torah by Yehuda and Tamar, you find Yibum in the Torah by the Mitzvah of Yibum, and you find Yibum by Rus and Boaz. And each one is a different knach to it. So he goes over there, at least in the first half of it, when he talks about Yehuda and Tamar as compared to the actual Mitzvah of Yibum, so he explains there by Rikas the difference between before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, when the Havas are Mekayim the mitzvahs, first of all, how they know what to do in the mitzvahs, how they know the Tariyag mitzvahs. The Tariyag is because the Tariyag mitzvahs is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon of what He wants accomplished in this Bria. When we're Mekayim a mitzvah, we're doing something in the Bria. The Avos understood the pnimius of every mitzvah, and that's why they were Mekayim the mitzvah. Because of that, says the Malbim, a person had a lot of leeway before Matan Torah. Things that you didn't have leeway after Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, you were allowed to sort of almost bend the rules a little bit to get to what the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. Again, Hashem didn't command anything. There was no real command of the mitzvah. The mitzvah was to get to whatever the tachlis of the mitzvah is. So therefore, for example, just in the account of the mitzvah of Yibum. The mitzvah of Yibum is Yakim Hashem Achiv. You want to have a child that is going to be Hashem Achiv. You don't name the child after the brother. Rashi says that the Feirish, the Chazal say it. It's somehow his neshama goes in there and it's a kiyum for the brother. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, La'achar Matan Torah, let's say someone's miyabim his sister-in-law and they don't ever have any children. Were they mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum? Of course they're mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. They're mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum because the Torah says marry the sister-in-law. Having the child is not up to them really so much. Even though that's the tachlis of the mitzvah, but la'achar Matan Torah, our job is not only to get to the tachlis of the mitzvah. Our job is to be mekayim the mitzvah like the Torah commanded. If we're lucky and you get the tachlis ha-mitzvah, so you get that as well. If you're able to, but you can't say to yourself, let me bend the rules of the mitzvah to get to the tachlis. By Yehuda and Tamar, it wasn't like that. By Yehuda and Tamar, there was bendings to the mitzvah in order to get to the tachlis, which was Yochem Hashem Achiv Hameis. And they go into the details over there. It's very interesting. He's medayik a lot of different things in the psukim to show what happened. But that's the difference before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the Avos Mekayim the Torah, the purpose of the mitzvah was to tachlis ha-mitzvah. How we got there? Of course, there's rules and regulations, but it were not as limited. The Avos were allowed to use their seichel to say, this is what we need to do to get to the tachlis ha-mitzvah. Lachar Matan Torah is not like that. Adarabah, that you're not allowed to do. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. the tachlis ha-mitzvah, okay. Either you get to it, you don't get to it. Now after Matan Torah is kiyum ha-mitzvah. Don't bend rules, the ends don't justify the means. Adirabba, our job is to do the mitzvah the way we're supposed to do the mitzvah. If we end up doing the tikkunim Hashem wants, that's wonderful. But a person can't say to himself, Tefillin, I don't know what the Seid is of Hashem Hashem, Chafalif in the Yad, Membeis in the Reish, all these types of Kabbalah things. So if I'm not performing the shleimus of what Hashem wanted from this mitzvah in the world, if I would have these glasses to be able to see that my tefillin is not making all these big tikkunim that the big rebbes Lama Zagen are making in the world, so what am I doing the mitzvah for? So it says, no, I have a chiyuv to do the mitzvah either way. It's a mitzvah, the key of my mitzvah. That's what Klal Yisrael says to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We're in galus and we recognize shchayra ani b'pnimei shel ha-mitzvah, but still no ani b'maisa shel ha-mitzvahs. Sh'ha-mitzvahs anu oisim k'may ha-rishayinim. And this is a big chiddush the Gra saying, because one would have said to themselves, if I'm not doing the pnimei ha-mitzvah, it's also lacking in the maisa ha-mitzvah. Could we say that we're put on tefillin like the Vilna Gaon put on tefillin? So the Vilna Gaon himself is telling us there's two chalakim. In the actual Maisa HaMitzvah, yeah, I put on tefillin, you put on tefillin. And that in itself we're equal. In the Pnimius HaMitzvah, you're right, I may be different than you, the Vilna Gaon will say. What I do with my Pnimius HaMitzvah and you do with your Pnimius HaMitzvah is worlds apart. But on one level, we're taka doing the same thing. The mitzvahs anu oisim kemay harishayim. We're eating the same matzah that Moshe Rabbeinu ate. Same matzah, the same lulav. So we're saying, yeah, my mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzvah. So the Gra is telling you, Klal Yisrael is declaring, on some level, yes, in Maaseh HaMitzvahs, you can't take that for granted. It's not an all or nothing. And it doesn't even, it sounds like it's not even megareya from the Maaseh HaMitzvah if the pnimius is not b'shleimusa. You would have said, what do you mean? If there's no inside, it's a shell. The shell, like with the empty inside, is like rotten. What is it? But the Gra is saying, no. Klal Yisrael with the mitzvahs anu oisim kemay harishayim, which is an unbelievable thing. Now he continues, and he says, Ka'ole Kedah. So there's a big chiddush over here as well. He says that when it comes to a person and his hanhagas in the world, there's two things. There's midoy shebein adam lamakim and midoy shebein adam lachaberim. He says, the midoy shebein adam lamakim he calls the pnim. That's between me and the Rabbi Nishal. That's inside. The midas ben adam lachaberai, those are bachutz. Those are on the outside. That's how I interact with somebody externally. So he says a very interesting thing. He says, the Gemara tells us, Ezehu Talmud Chacham. What's considered a Talmud Chacham? It's Gemara and Shabbos. And over there the Gemara is talking about that you really need simanim. If someone loses something and someone comes and says, well, it's mine. So you say, well, how do we know it's yours? I mean, how do you know it's yours? He says, I have simanim on it. Says, my initials, has a scratch here, whatever your simon is. But it says the Talmud Chacham, if he looks at it as tviyat ayin, he's able to recognize his thing, so we return it to him because we trust him that he's not going to lie, and he realizes what he's doing, and his tviyat ayin is enough. So Zakti Gemara, who's such a Talmud Chacham? Like, what is the characteristic of a Talmud Chacham? You give back an Aveda with tviyat ayin. Zehamakbir al chalukai lohaifchai. So that means to say, he's makbid on his shirt, that it should be in the proper direction. Says the Gra. What does that mean? He says, midos hein mi bachutz. The midos of a person are the external of the person. And he even explains it, and he says, v'hein kimoi levush la mitzvahs. Says, midos are even considered the levush of mitzvahs. You find that it says if a person, except for big aveiros, like maybe a Shabbos, a person's kaifer b'Shabbos, mechal b'Shabbos, there's very few aveiros that it says if you do that, it's kilu you were kaifer b'chal atayra kula. When it comes to midos, you find numerous midos that it says kala kai, to get angry, kilu ayver avay dezara, kala misgor, someone has gaiva. It's an interesting thing that these midos you find are considered like you were mevatel the entire Torah, and yet v'heinam einam ksuv in the Torah. If you look in the Torah, where does it say? It says midomim mechal shabbos. where they'll say, don't be a Balgaiva, don't be a Kaisan. Well, we, how come Midrash are not in the Torah? So the Gra says, Bipnei Shem Koli HaTorah. That's Pshat Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah. That you need the Midrash for all of Torah. It doesn't have to be said in Torah. It's like the external, the Levush of the Torah. The end of Megillas Esther, the Gra talks about this as well. He says, there's always six, he says. Chamisha Chum Shetorah, and the sixth is always the Midrash, that that's Kail everything. That's why Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Can I get the five Chamisha Chumshe Torah plus the six is Keneged the Midas. Lemata Kadosh Baruch Hu Kli Matzah Bracha Ella HaShalim. You want to have a Kiyum for Klal Yisrael? Shalim. It's a Midas that's Kailal everything. Midas are the Levush. The Heimeinim Ksuvi B'Torah. He says, like I wrote in the end of Megillas Esther. So now he says a very interesting thing, as we know as well, but he adds a Nakuda. He says, let's say a person wants to control himself to conquer a Midas Chusa. So what he has to do is he has to go to the other extreme. The Rambam says, and the Rambam and all the Mefarshim say, if you're on an extreme of a midah, for example, if a person is a big kaisen and he gets very angry, so if he wants to move to the middle, you can't just go to the middle on that. You got to go all the way to the other side and act with extra chemla and extra pity on people, or if it's gaiva, go to another, and then you could come back into the middle. Now, there's an interesting thing. He doesn't say it over here, I don't think, but in another place he writes, in numerous places he writes, that even when a person goes to the other extreme, he has to be very careful. In Mishlei, the Gra writes, you can't go to the other extreme, like 0 to 60. You can't go all the way swing to the other extreme. You can't just immediately say, okay, today I'm a kaisen, and tomorrow I'm going to go all the way to the other extreme, and then I'll come back to the middle. It has to be slowly, because breaking a taiva, or breaking a midah, is slow work. The Rambam is telling us, and the Gra is telling us, that while you're breaking slowly but slowly, when you get to the middle point, don't stop there. You say, what do you mean? But I broke everything till there. No, you got to keep on breaking all the way to the other end. When you've broken it entirely, then you can start building it back up to the middle. So usually, at least I thought till I saw this Gra, the pshat is, make an extreme about turn, 180 degree turn, and if you go like 180 degree turn, and you're mechanech yourself not to be on the other extreme, you'll come back to the middle. And the Gra is saying, no, you're not going to break your meter that way. You're going to come back to the middle, and you're going to go boomerang back to the extreme again. It doesn't work. You have to break the meter. Even, so then you'll say, 1 second, but if I'm breaking the meter slowly by slowly but surely, so when I get to the middle, I should be good, because I only want to break it halfway. Say, no, there's no halfway by midas. The pshat in midas is a person has to have control in his midah and know when to use and when not to use it. If you're only learned how to control yourself to the midway point, you're not truly in control yet. You're not truly in control. And therefore, if you're not truly in control, you're not going to stay in the midway point. You're going to eventually end up back where you were, or at least maybe not all the way in the extreme, but you'll move back somewhere. You want to go and control yourself, you got to go to the extreme slowly, and then slowly back to the middle. So that's what he says. The Ezeh Otam Chacham Hamakbid Lahapoich Chalukai. Chalukai is his garment, his shirt. What do we say is the garment of a person? That's the midos of the person. A person wears his garments properly. What does it properly mean? You don't wear it too much to this way, your shirt or your jacket. You don't wear it too much this way. You wear it right in the middle. Everything is exactly where it's supposed to be, not on too much of an extreme. That is called a Talmud Chacham, that his shirt, meaning his midos, are not hipuchai. They're not inside out, they're not on one direction, another direction, they're exactly where they're supposed to be. That's a Talmud Chacham. So therefore he says, that's the pshat, ka'ole kedar kiriya shleimai. So he says as follows, ka'ole kedar is referring to the tents, those on the outside, the sun's beating down on them. That's the midos, as we said. Beinodom lechaveroi, shenir vibachutz. So, Klal Yisrael says, ani ka'ole kedar, afalpikein kiriya shleimai, the midos shehem ilagav. Now, what that means is as follows. What that means is, that it seems what the Gra is saying, that when it comes to the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, which are Nira Mibachutz, Ka'al Le'Keder, we're blackened. We're not doing things the way we're supposed to be doing Mibachutz. But Kiriya Shleimai, but the things that are the internal, the Ben Adam L'Mokayim, that we're still Nava, that we still have a Shaitas to the Rabbanu Shleil. Which is a big Chiddush to me, and I'm not sure, I didn't see anyone talk about this Gra. It's sort of saying, like before at least there was a Maila, it's sort of saying, Rabbanu Shleil, we're lacking in Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, that everything's okay, not everything's okay, but there's a Maila in our Ben Adam L'Mokayim, we're still connected. Which bothers me, like, you know, what are we trying to say? What exactly are we trying to say over here? You know, I don't want to say, almost the other way around, I would say, if we would say we were lacking in Adon L'Makam, but at least in Adon L'Chaveru we're doing well. But that's not what we're saying over here. He's saying the Olei Keder, when it comes to the Midrash of Adon L'Chaveroi, we're taka lacking. But still there's this premius of Adon L'Makam that inside we're Kiriyah Shleimah. We still have that beauty. Normally we say, what do you mean? Like what I said, Darach Eretz Kadma L'Taira, right? The Chaira, what do you mean? If you can have Adon L'Chaveroi without the Adon L'Makam, without Adon L'Chaveroi, that's very lacking. When we, Klal Yisrael, know that there's two sides to the Luchos, there's Ben Adam L'Chaveh, and there's Ben Adam L'Makom, and they're both Shavim, both of them are equal, and they both have to play a part in them. And Adarabba, we've said numerous times from the Mabit asks a question, that L'Chaira, the Luchos were both equal. Now, we just have to remember, we talked about this once in a shir as well, the Luchos were not attached to each other. The two Luchos were two Luchos, two tablets, right? Even though in all pictures they're like connected, they weren't connected. There were two Luchas, as far as I know. I didn't find anybody say that they were connected. There were two Luchas. And the Pasuk says Luchas is missing above. They were Shneim Shavim. That means they weighed the same, they looked the same, everything was the same about them, except for the lettering, obviously. The measurements were the same. So back to my bigger question. We know that it was carved through and through. Right? The letters were carved through and through. That means that there was stone missing from the Luchas where it was carved. Now, if you look at the first five on the first of the Luchais, Anaykesh and Likacha, all those, there's tons of words there. Tons of words. So that means there was a lot of stone that was missing from the Luchas. On the other side, Lysirza, Lysina, Lysigna, there's two words, six, and then you get the end, a few more. But there's not like Shabbat and Kibbutz Aim, Elielika, what?
Maybe they're a bigger font.
Oh, very good. Zot the Mabit, exactly that. The Mabit says that the second Luach, which had been Elvin Chaveru, were a bigger font. They were gigantic, big letters. So now Kodesh Baruch knew exactly how big the font should be, in order that they should be, you weigh them on the scale, they'd be exactly the same. Zot the Mabit. So what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai? Can you imagine Klal Yisrael looking in the distance, they're waiting to see Moshe Rabbeinu, he's bringing down these luchos from Shemayim. This is it. What's the first thing that they saw when they saw the luchos? They saw Ben Adam L'Chaveru. Then he got closer, they saw the whole other side there, they saw the whole thing. The Ben Adam L'Chaveru stood out at that. So now, where you theorize this verse, you can go in different ways. The Mabit says the Lashon, which I don't remember if I ever said this in a shir before, but I'll say it now. The Mabit says the Lashon because to show you that Ben Adam L'Chaveru is even more important than Ben Adam L'Makom. Most of the time I try to say, to show the importance of Ben Adam L'Chaveru. Because once you start saying which one's more important than the other, you get yourself into trouble, because everything's important. The Mabit could say it, but it's hard to be Magda, right? Ben Adam L'Chaveru needs Ben Adam L'Makom as well. They both need each other. If you only say Mechan your Seichel for Ben Adam L'Chaveru, right? The Umas Ha'ilam also understand Kabbalah Savicha V'Simecha, but to a degree, not the way the Torah tells you what you have to do. And that's why when Eliezer gave Rivka, he gave her the bracelet, Rashi says, connected the two luchais that her children are going to have. What was he being Meramis to her? He was Meramis to her, listen, you're a big Balas Chesed. Balas Chesed Ben Adam L'Chaveru, it's Meredit. But there's another half of Ben Adam L'Makom. Chesed is defined by what the Torah says Chesed is. You want to be a Bal Chesed, you mean Meshabed yourself from Ben Adam L'Makom. And Adarab, being a ben adam lamakom, only focused on the Rebbeinu Shalom, and being not a ben adam chaver dikiyit. Adarav, that's a chesaron as well. V'hafta l'recha kamaicha ani Hashem. Why do you love somebody else? Because we're connected ani Hashem. You can't have ben adam lamakom without ben adam chaver. They're all intertwined with each other. So that's why you have a very big danger when you start using these words: better, important, more, whatever it is, because they're all intertwined over here. But over here, what the Gra is saying, and the truth is, I probably wouldn't have said, honestly, I wouldn't have said the pshat in the pasuk, because I don't really understand what he's trying to say here. That we're not, don't worry, we're shchayr aniyam and adam chaver, but we're okay in adam lamakim. But the other pshat in here that we talked about with the midos and the extremes and back and forth, I wanted to bring out from this pasuk, because I think the taka is a very important thing in understanding being kaivish a mida and controlling oneself and giving a hagdara, like we said to the Rambam, that we all know, swing to the extreme and then come back, where the Gra is clearly telling us that you can't do that so quickly, it's a process. So that's why I wanted to say this pshat, where he's saying the two things are the Ben Adol, the Pnimius and the Chitzainus, are Ben Adol Lamok and Ben Adol Lachaver. If not, I would have stopped with the mitzvahs, the Pnimius and the Chitzainus. But how he fears the ice, I really truly don't understand. Aber, that's what he says over here. Okay, we'll stop here for today.